This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and I'm in the Mission in San Francisco at the Community Music Center, and you might hear a little bit of piano in the background. Joining me is Sylvia Sherman, who is the program director of the Community Music Center, and it's a real terrific resource for families throughout San Francisco, and you've got a very terrific mission, don't you?
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me to speak with you about Community Music Center. Community Music Center has been around since 1921, providing high-quality music programming for people of all ages, regardless of financial income. That's our mission, is to make music available to anyone who wants to study, regardless of their resources.
And so you've worked with lots of community organizations, but particularly with the San Francisco Unified School District, and you were recently recognized as an outstanding community partner for the work that you do with the students in the San Francisco School District. So what are those things that you do?
Well, we're very proud of our work with the school district. We were very excited to be invited by the Visual and Performing Arts Department to participate in their Mariachi Initiative, which is, I think, in its third year now. We've been in it since the first year. And what we do is we provide teaching artists who are knowledgeable of mariachi to work side by side, classroom teachers at the elementary, middle, and high school levels to teach mariachi. It is very much like a traditional music program in the sense that kids learn technical skills on their instruments, but they're doing it by learning a specific music form, which is relevant to many of them and interesting to those who may not be familiar with it, but they're applying their technical skills to learning Mexican mariachi music. What we love about this initiative on the part of the school district is to really bring in kids who might not otherwise choose to study music because they're drawn in by the opportunity to learn mariachi, and is really part of closing that opportunity gap that can exist in school districts in terms of who comes in to learn how to play music and take advantage of extra opportunities.
So these programs are at a number of schools in San Francisco.
They are at a number of schools in San Francisco. The mariachi program is in elementary, middle, and high schools. Community Music Center teaching artists are at Cesar Chavez, at Buena Vista Horace Mann, at Fairmont, at Mission High, and this year we're going to start also at SOTA, who wanted to participate in the program as well.
I've been lucky enough to actually go to some of the programs of these kids performing, and there's something very special about it, because sometimes you go to a performance and it's music, but it's a little bit dry. There is a sense of excitement in this that you don't really get in a lot of other programs.
Absolutely. I forgot to mention Everett in the list of schools, and the number of schools is growing every year. But what's exciting is that each year, during the school year, each of the schools does work with their own kids. But at the end of the year, in March, all the schools come together for a final culmination performance at Mission High. And it is packed. It's standing room only. It's sold out with proud parents, families, community members who are seeing their kids perform together. And the level is quite high. It's really very, very inspiring and a really proud moment for the community to see that the kids are coming together in such an exciting way.
So you've done this project, but there's also another set of programs that the Community Music Center does with the San Francisco School District.
That's right. We've been partnering with the San Francisco School District since 1987, I believe, on our Young Musicians program, which is a really important program in the lives of about 100 kids each year. What we do with the San Francisco School District is we ask music teachers to nominate kids for a scholarship opportunity in the Young Musicians program, where during the school year, if they are a Young Musicians program student, they will receive three kinds of educational opportunities. They'll receive a private lesson on their instrument. They will participate in an ensemble, whether it be classical music, jazz, or Latin music, and they will receive music theory instruction. So it's really a comprehensive approach that's aimed to enrich what they're doing in the schools and to really allow those kids to go back to their school music program and be a leader because of the additional information that they're receiving and the additional training. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship with school teachers. The school teachers, the music teachers who nominate students report to us that the kids come back more excited, stay longer in music, and often help other kids. So that's a great way that we partner with them. The kids are with us. Some of them come in middle school, and they may be with us for as many as 7 years in the program. Some stay, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 years, and we're very proud that a number of those kids who participate in the Young Musicians Program, over 90% go directly to college afterwards, very close to 100%.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Sylvia Sherman, who is the program director of the Community Music Center here in San Francisco. And their mission is to provide high-quality music programs and make them available to everyone regardless of income. And let me emphasize that last little bit, everyone regardless of income. So obviously you have a lot of tuition-free programs, but you've got a wide variety of programs, and let's talk about them and how students can take advantage of those, looking at what their resources are.
Thanks so much for asking that question. We do offer a wide variety of programs, and for young people, we have a number of tuition-free opportunities, and one is that Young Musicians program that we just spoke about. The other is we have Children's Chorus for kids 8 to 12, a super fun way to start your musical trajectory. We have a teen jazz orchestra led by the acclaimed Marcus Shelby. How amazing it is that kids get to study with such a profoundly respected and skilled and inspiring musician. So he meets here on Tuesdays with the kids, and he often has them open for his professional band, so they get a lot of experience in the community. So those are other opportunities for kids in terms of tuition-free programs. But really, the great majority of our 2,400 students, or actually 2,600 students last year, received some kind of tuition assistance from CMC. So whether you want to come in to take a private lesson on over 30 instruments, whether it be piano or violin or trumpet, based on your family income, you can receive tuition assistance, and it's a sliding scale fee based on income. And that similarly for group classes, so kids who are participate in our woodwind ensemble or chamber music groups or guitar classes for kids or percussion for kids, there is a tuition assistance based on income.
Now, you can't see Sylvia, but I can. And as she's talking, there is a big smile on her face as she talks about these programs. So, Sylvia, what is it that's so special? Why did you get into this?
Well, I know personally what music means to me in my life. And I grew up with some music around me. My family has musicians. But it wasn't really until I was an adult that I was able to start studying music more formally and actually at a community-based organization here in the Bay Area. And I was so grateful for the training that I received that has allowed me to become a professional musician, that I really wanted to dedicate my life to opening up those opportunities for people, at every point of their age and development. So the fact that the Community Music Center offers music lessons for people of all ages, so you can have your first music lesson here as a toddler, or you can start when you're 87, once you've retired and you've decided you have time, you can pursue something for the first time or pick something back up. But to be able to be part of building a community where anyone is welcome and you can pursue regardless of your ability, regardless of your resources, is just a dream come true.
I'd really like to thank Sylvia Sherman, who is the program director of the Community Music Center. And Sylvia, if people want more information, you have a website.
We have a website, and it is www.sfcmc.org for San Francisco Community Music Center. You're welcome to just stop by if you like to either of our branches. We have one in the Mission District on Cap Street between 20th and 21st, and in the Richmond District near 30th and Balboa at the Richmond District Neighborhood Center.
So if you didn't catch the website, sfcmc.org, I found it by just typing in Community Music Center SF, and there I was. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.